This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Nick Borff, B-O-U-R-F-F, of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Borff, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Yadira Valadez, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Y-A-D-I-R-A. That's Y-A-D-I-R-A. Last name is Valadez, V-A-L-A-D-E-Z. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, reviewed the police report, comma, reviewed photographs of her vehicle, comma, and took the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 26-year-old female, height 5'6", weight 240 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 11th of 2020, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did sustain injury when the patient was jerked, period. She was a passenger in a 2017 Nissan Armada, A-R-M-A-D-A. It was westbound on Pendleton Pike in Lawrence, Indiana, period. The other vehicle was driving a 2008 Dodge Nitro and rear-ended their vehicle when it was stopped at a red light, period. The patient had immediate pain in her low back, and then a few hours later had neck pain that also radiated into the mid-back area, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still experiencing mid-back as well as neck pain and also low back pain, period. She does get anxiety when she is driving in the area of the accident, period. Her neck and mid-back pain is described as intermittent, period. It is worse when she bends, period. It occurs 1 to 2 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing-type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain, as I mentioned, is in the neck and mid-back, and it also radiates to the low back, period. The largest amount of radiation is really in the mid-back area, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It is worse when she bends, period. It occurs approximately 3 hours per day, period. It is described as a cramping type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the knee, period. New paragraph. The patient has anxiety, especially when she is driving in the area, period. This does upset her greatly. However, she is not sought treatment for this, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that later on she was seen at Performance Wellness. She was seen there for several times, and she did have adequate treatment, including x-rays, physical therapy, and medication, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems mopping, comma, sweeping, comma, climbing stairs, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as volleyball, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medications for the treatment of this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, stretching exercises, comma, ice, comma, heat, comma, and topical creams, period. New paragraph, past medical history, she denies. New paragraph, past surgical history, she denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history, reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past period. The patient never injured her mid-back in the past period. The patient never injured her low back in the past period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident last year with no major treatment or permanency, period. The patient did, this injury did not involve her neck, mid-back, or low back, period. The patient has not had any work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a housewife. However, she does work full-time, but has to work slower and with pain, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Records from Performance Wellness South. Date is October 19th, 2020. They state that radiographs were ordered, thoracic and lumbar spine. They showed postural changes due to muscle spasm, period. Their assessment was based on her history and examination. It is reasonable to believe that her recovery may take about the same length of time as an average patient with an uncomplicated case, period. Their diagnosis was sprain of the lumbar ligaments, comma, strain of the ligaments of the thoracic spine, comma, strain of the low back, comma, strain of the back wall of the thorax, comma, muscle spasms of the back, comma, and MVC, car versus car, period. Medical records from Performance Wellness South, dated February 5th, 2021, state Ms. Valadez presented to the office for continued care on February 5th, 2021, with the following subjective complaints. There was mid-back pain, upper thoracic pain, mid-thoracic, comma, lower thoracic, comma, right lower thoracic, comma, left lumbar, comma, lumbar and right lumbar pain, period. They documented several abnormalities in the thoracic and lumbar area with restricted motion, comma, tenderness, comma, muscle spasm, comma, and pain on range of motion, period. They did treatment of chiropractic manipulative therapy, as well as traction exercises, as well as laser therapy, period. I did review photographs of the Nissan vehicle that they were driving. And it is clear to see the damage to the, particularly to the lower bumper area, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking her history, I found that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 11th, 2020, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, resolved. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. number four, post-traumatic stress disorder, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of October 11th, 2020, period. As I've mentioned in the report, her cervical pain has improved, period. The patient has ongoing anxiety from the post-traumatic stress disorder, but has not sought treatment, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the thoracic region, utilizing table 17-3, the patient qualifies for a 1% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 4% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of October 11th, 2020, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in her cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing over-the-counter analgesics and an estimated cost of $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient may benefit by some spinal injections in the thoracic and lumbar areas at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. An MRI of the lumbar area should be considered at $3,000, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 needs to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit may be beneficial at a cost of $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, period. I have reviewed the police report as well as photographs of the injury, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal, end of dictation.